COVID is putting added stress on Bloomington Normal healthcare workers, and not just when they're on the clock.
And then hearing about it all the time out in the public, I think it's really hard for healthcare workers to turn it off.
That's OSF St. Joseph President Lynn Fulton. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. CIRA is committed to health and safety so passengers can travel with confidence and comfort. At CIRA, enhanced health protection measures are in place. Ready, set, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, October 19th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with how Bloomington Normal hospitals are managing to staff their facilities amid rising coronavirus caseloads, including those among their own staffs. More from Eric Stock.
The head of OSF St. Joseph Medical Center in Bloomington says staffing remains solid despite the need for increased personnel to care for more coronavirus patients. President Lynn Fulton says the healthcare system relies on overtime, workers shifting between departments, and contract employees to fill the added shifts.
You know, I'm not going to tell you that it's easy. One of the nice pieces about being part of a ministry is that we do have plans in place to address staff shortages.
OSF and Carl Broman Medical Center in Normal say employees who have been exposed to the coronavirus still have to work unless they show COVID symptoms. They say they are following federal guidance. The CDC allowed for that in the spring after it determined the coronavirus was largely transmitted through the air. Fulton says staff wears PPE at all times to keep from infecting others. That includes masks, face shields, and eye protection.
We come in contact with communicable diseases all the time. And so if we quarantine for everything that we came in contact with, we wouldn't have anybody to work.
OSF and Carl Broman say all employees must pass a daily health screening as they come to work. Fulton says staff turnover has remained steady during the pandemic, but she still worries about losing staff given the demands healthcare workers face.
Caring for individuals with this virus and, you know, kind of seeing it day in and day out and how it can really take a toll, and then hearing about it all the time out in the public, I think it's really hard for healthcare workers to turn it off.
For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County's COVID testing positivity rate jumped to 14.9% yesterday. A 46 COVID-related death was reported, a man in his 60s not associated with a long-term care facility. The Children's Discovery Museum and Miller Park Zoo are getting over $1.3 million in state grants to build new exhibits. The Children's Museum will use the money for its Lucky Climber project and the zoo for its South America exhibit. And a hearing is set today for a 10-year-old Goodfield boy accused of causing an April 2019 fire that killed five people. Authorities say the state and defense are reviewing new information in the case. Find more on these stories and other news at WGLT.org. A venerable holiday charity event has adapted itself to the current uncertain times. The Baby Folds Festival of Trees was forced to make some changes and sacrifices regarding their premier fundraising event this year, but by utilizing a new app, they hope to still meet their goal. WGLT Arts correspondent Laura Kennedy has more.
The Baby Folds Festival of Trees is currently underway in the Twin Cities. This is the 27th year for the event, which features a wide variety of holiday decor up for auction. And in response to the pandemic, it's a hybrid event this year. That's according to Jessica Shaw, coordinator of development operations for the Baby Fold. She says the event is both online as well as in the old MC Sports location at Eastland Mall.
It's significantly smaller than the Interstate Center, but what we're really going to do this year is just highlight all of our auction items. We're going to try to have all of our auction items on display and sort of grouped by item type. So it's more of a retail experience. So we're hoping that when people come out there, they're coming out with intent of wanting to buy something that they've already seen online. So we're hoping that, and asking our guests, you know, go on the website, festivetrees.org. We have our link there to our new auction website that we're showcasing this year. Browse items, you know, watch a few, place some bids. But say you've got your eye on a 7-foot tree and you really want to see it in person. That's when we would say, you know what, come on out to Eastland Mall and just kind of size it up, see if that's really what you're looking for.
Now, this is a major fundraiser
fundraiser for the Baby Fold. Where do the proceeds go for this fundraiser?
So they go directly into benefiting the programs that we offer to children and families in the community. So several different programs, anything from special education to foster care, community schools, preventative services. So it just gets spread evenly through all of our programs to really better the lives of children and families.
I know you must have a monetary goal in mind, but was that difficult to set since you are doing a hybrid event this year? It's something completely new.
We always want to try to get around $200,000 as our net proceeds. So I think we may hit it. We have over 500 auction items. We've had great support from our sponsors. So we're confident we'll hit that goal. And if not, if we get maybe a little bit under, we're just still glad that we could still offer something to the community this year.
Now, bidding this year is mobile-based.
Yes. So part of the creative process with trying to figure out how to offer a really unique experience this year is wanting to shop around for a new mobile bidding auction software. So we found OneCause, which is formerly BidPal, which I believe several, maybe even in our community, several organizations use that for their fundraising efforts when they do have events. So we knew it was a really good program and we're super impressed with it. And it's great because you can have photos of the items, you can put descriptions in, you can recognize your designers. It's very user-friendly, very easy to register. We've got how-tos on there. We can feature our sponsors. So we thought this would be a good alternative, not only to feature our sponsors in a new way we've never been able to before, but also offer a safe option for our guests to browse items without even leaving their home this year.
Well, let's talk about some of the items that you have up for a bid. For example, people can have a Tesla for a week.
They just reached out to us and wanted to partner with us, so we worked out a deal with them, so we're excited to see that. With that, we've got everything from gift baskets to over 37-foot trees, hundreds of wreaths, centerpieces, and other holiday decor, and we typically have several hundred items in a typical festival year, so I love the support from the designers and the community that really stepped up and thought, you know what, I'm still going to make a wreath for festival, and it all makes a difference, so we're really excited to showcase so many items this year.
Hear more about the shift in logistics for the Festival of Trees at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the Normal Zoning Board of Appeals meets today at 5. Also this afternoon, we're expecting a sentencing hearing for Cynthia Baker, the woman from Normal convicted of killing 8-year-old Rika Roundtree. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. CIRA is committed to health and safety so passengers can travel with confidence and comfort. At CIRA, enhanced health protection measures are in place. Ready, set, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.